Now, of course, as I've mentioned before, we should be daily reading the scriptures, praying over them, and allowing them to influence our lives. But I would argue that the three readings we heard today are especially worthy of spending time with them, praying over them, reflecting over them. Because the three readings today make it very clear what it means for us to live as Christians. Now, of course, being a Christian means that we do live as something different than what the world thinks. Being a Christian means that what our Lord taught us and what our Lord showed us influences our lives. But being a Christian also means that we go out to proclaim the gospel, proclaim the good news. And it truly is good news that our Lord Jesus Christ died and rose again for our sins, and we have salvation through him. That's something we should be proclaiming. But as St. Paul reminds us today in the second reading, we don't proclaim the gospel through words. We're not going to convince someone through arguments, through debate, through talking to them till we're blue in the face, that they need to be a Christian. There needs to be an openness first before we can use words. Words aren't useless. They're just not the first step. As Christians, the easiest way and the most important way that we proclaim the gospel is by our lives. How we live our lives. Do we allow the teachings of Christ to influence every moment of our lives? That's how we're going to proclaim the gospel most effectively. And we do this through the images that our Lord uses today in the gospel. He has the image of being salt of the earth and light of the world. And we're called to do that. But what do those images mean? Well, let's take a look at them. First, the salt of the earth. Well, what do we do with salt? We season things. We season food. In fact, when we're cooking a lot of times, I'm not the greatest cook in the world, but at least I know this, that when you cook, you use just a little bit of salt in a recipe to enhance the flavors of everything else that is in that recipe. The purpose of the salt is to make the food taste better. We don't want to actually taste the salt, though, but we want the other flavors to be brought out by the salt. What happens if you get too much salt? We call it too salty. We say it's ruined the meal because we put too much salt in. Now, of course, the exception to this is French fries and potato chips and all those kind of goodies that we eat because we want to eat the salt. That's the whole purpose of eating those. But most of our recipes that we make, we don't want too much salt. We want just enough salt to enhance the flavor. Well, in the same way in our lives, we need to enhance the work of Christ in the world through our lives. When we're living our lives as Christians, the focus shouldn't be on us and what we do. The focus should be on Christ shining, working through us, shining through us. People should be able to see Jesus through our lives. As John the Baptist put it, he must increase, I must decrease. We must almost disappear, that when people see us, they instead think of our Lord, instead of thinking of us, that what we do shines on him and not on us. And this brings us to that second image of light of the world. In the Gospels, they used about lighting a lamp, an old oil lamp. They didn't have electricity back then. But now, of course, we come home when it's dark. What's the first thing we do when we walk in the door? We turn on a light, so we can see where we're going. We won't trip over the furniture or the dog or the cat or whatever we might happen to have lying around. We want to be able to see. We want to have our way illuminated for us. Same thing when we're driving at night. We turn on our headlights so we can see the road ahead of us. We can see if there are any obstructions like deer in the middle of the road, so we don't want to hit them. We use the light to illumine our way. Well, in the same way, we as Christians are called to be the light to the world, illuminating the way to Christ. As Jesus himself says, your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. Our lives and the deeds we do must lead to Christ, must lead to our Heavenly Father. This is difficult for us because we're prideful people. We want recognition. You know, we donate money to charity. We want a recognition from that charity. We do things for the church. We want recognition for that. And in its own, that's not a bad thing. But when we seek that, when we do things solely for that recognition, is where the problem comes in. There's a beautiful litany that admittedly I need to pray a lot more. It's called the Litany of Humility. It's a prayer that talks about seeking not to be the important one, but that others might be more important than I am. That, you know, save me from the desire of being consulted. Save me from the desire of being wanted. And to rejoice when someone else is the one who is being wanted, consulted, desired more than me. That's what it means to live as a Christian, is to seek the good of others so that they may be led to Christ. We become this light of the world by following the admonition in today's first reading from the prophet Isaiah. Share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech. Bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted. We are to give of ourselves, to share of ourselves, to seek the best for others, so that through our example, through our life, Christ may be seen and it may lead others to him. Then we can do the argumentation. Then we can do the discussions. But first of all, as Christians, we must live our life seeking the good for others. So may we have that desire this day and every day of our lives to truly seek what's best for others, to allow the light of Christ to shine through the world, and to be that salt of the earth.